Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. I am David Koslowski, a.k.a. Koz, and with me, as always, Rojo and K. Scott. Fellas, we're about to get into it again. You guys especially like this question.
Woo. Oh, yeah, definitely. This has something to do with our arena that we're used to. So
I think all three of us can relate to this question.
Yeah, all three of us. Yeah, we can definitely do it. And this is something. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sorry. And in today's world with NIL.
Ooh.
Name, image, likeness. This is a question that, man, this is a complicated one, because any high achieving athlete or someone that wants to be at a higher level of athletics, now there's so many leagues and so many different people to play for. This is going to be a question that's going to be relevant for a lot of young people. So remember, Kay, what do they have to do if this question relates and connects with them?
If it relates to you, you better like, share, subscribe, do all the things you need to do so that everybody could be connected to us, so they can hear this valuable information to make sure you better yourself. So like, share, subscribe if it resonates with you or you think it can resonate for someone else that listens to it.
Yes, and also too, we also forgot too, on Apple Podcasts, whatever podcast you listen to, if you like our podcast, please give a review. You can give a one star, which that wouldn't be cool, but if you think we sucked, go ahead and do it. Five stars is really cool, but you know, give us a little shout out. Tell people what you think about it. So Rojo, go ahead and go with the question.
Yeah, and crazy that a student asked this, because I've had a parent ask me about this question before. And the question is, should I stay with my team because I have a good relationship with my coach, or should I go with another team that will be better for my athletic career?
Mm. Man, this is a tough one. And I know three people right now that have very promising futures to be D1 athletes, and they're all dealing with this. However, two of them actually don't have a good relationship with their coach, and they're still struggling with this decision because they have a good relationship with their teammates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one. In fact, Kenneth, I want you to kick this one off, because usually I'm the one jumping on this, but you guys are definitely masters in this arena, and you're working with a lot of young people. These two guys, if you haven't been listening to our podcast for a while, these two guys are always working with young athletes, coaching 7-on-7. Rojo, that's what he does for his business, you know, athletic training. So, Kay, what are some of your thoughts on this one, man?
Man, this is a great question. And it's something that resonates with a lot of players in regards, especially in this climate today. You know, whether you stay with the team because you love the coach, or do you go somewhere else because it's better for you athletically? So for me, when I came into the University of Utah, you know, the guy who recruited me, Aaron Roderick, you know, I loved every bit of him. That was my guy. And I remember it was one point in my career where he wasn't my receiver coach anymore. And I was that man. I had the best relationship with Coach Rod. That was my guy through and through. And so when he left to be the quarterback's coach, I was at all. I was like, man, what do I, you know, cause like, that's my guy. I don't know who this new guy is going to be coming in. I'm just now getting over another injury. Like, I'm going to be looked as damaged good. So what do I do? And so for me, you know, after I was thinking about it, you know, I figured the best thing for me was, at this point, I was like, you know, I'm going to stay with the family, you know, meaning the University of Utah. Instead of transferring out, you know, there was teams that, you know, reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, you can definitely get more accolades, you know, as far as the stats, because there are more teams that were throwing the ball way more than we were. And it was like, hey, we can definitely use you here. You'll put up huge, massive numbers. But I was like, you know, I couldn't do that to my family. You know, I couldn't do that to my team. And so for me, I stayed, because I love the camaraderie of the brotherhood. The university did so much for me and, you know, for my family and stuff like that. So in my situation, I stayed, because not only because the great coaches, but my teammates, my brothers. I figured no matter what, I'll still have that chance. So I took the chance to stay because of the people around me. So that was my story. My issue.
Well, I'm wondering too, because obviously all three of us, and thanks for sharing that story, all three of us have at least one big story like that. Mm-hmm. But for a young person that's not at the D1 level yet, and they're just trying to figure out their athletic career. What's some advice that we could give them? Because we can't tell them what to do. Like on this podcast, we don't tell people, do this, you'll be happy, do that, you won't be happy. It's like, no, it's like we give suggestions, we give ideas, right? So Rojo, you had a parent come and talk to you about this. Can you recount the suggestion? Because obviously every situation can be totally different, but what are some things that you can say confidently to any parent or any teenager that is going through the situation? Because as a coach, you don't want to be like, oh, do this, because you don't want to tell them what to do, right? You're just trying to help guide them. Rojo?
Yeah. And like you said, help guide them. I had a parent that was talking to me about their kid, and their kid is really good. He's a really good player, but the team is not a good team. The team hasn't won a game that whole season. And he was putting up amazing stats, like amazing numbers, but he was sticking around because the coach had a really good relationship with his dad. And he was just like, you know, I have to be loyal to it. And I gave him the best thing that I was thinking about as in answering this question as well. And what I would share with y'all is just put together a list of the negatives and the positives, like really write it out and really think about, you know, is this a good school education wise? The coach, I love the coach. The coach is good. My teammates, the exposure. You have to, like what Kay Scott just said, is that situations is different. You know, when you're in high school and you're really trying to get recruited, sometimes you can be in the right place at the right time. And that's how my story went with my career, was being at the right place at the right time, where a coach came from another team. And this was me at my junior college level, but this can happen in high school as well. But at my junior college level, the last game of the year, a coach from Utah came down to watch somebody from the other team, and their record was way better than ours. I think they only lost one game all season, and we lost multiple games. But I was there playing for the team, and I got picked up. I got seen because of somebody from the other team. So the situations can be so tough, but you have to sit down as a teenager or as a high school football athlete and write down your negatives and write down the positives, like what's making you happy, what's not making you happy. Write it all down and then go from there of like, what outweighs what? Does the negative outweighs the team, or does it outweighs the coaches? Because these are two different questions. You know, these are two different questions within one question. You got to be able to write out that the negatives and positive of what's having this coach, you know, the negative and positive. Then you got to write out the negative and positives for the team. And then you got to go with what weights. Like, is the negative weights more than a positive? And if so, you got to figure out as a teenager, okay, it might be time for me to move on, or time for me to stay here and not just be loyal. But the positive is something that's the reason why I'm an athlete. I'm a student athlete.
You know, you're what you said was definitely trending in the direction that the advice I've given young people for many, many years, because there's so many options, right? Like, there's no way we could say, have any idea every specific situation. So I like what you said a lot, Rojo. In fact, what I'm about to say just piggybacks exactly off what we were saying. I found out this one response a long time ago, helping parents and teenagers in really bad mental health or behavioral situations. And I was trying to think for years, like, what is something that I could say that's genuine, sincere, and simple? Because as we always say on this podcast, complex problems require a start that's very simple. Simple solutions, right? Like, you got to start something simple that everybody can like really digest. Because the parents like, okay, well, if they stay at this school, maybe they won't be recruited by a bigger school because this school's small. They're gonna suck next year. But we really love the coach. We really love the culture. But everybody's scared. If you jump over and try something new, you have no idea what hornet's nest you're going into with new relationships. If you're a superstar player, you go to another team, dude, you may get so much hate. You may go into class every day, like people don't like you because they're jealous. Like, but you were so comfortable, or you had such a good connection here. So what I tell parents is the same thing I tell athletes in the situation. When in doubt, always err on the side of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I told you there's three different young people right now, two of which, these are athletes, by the way, two of which do not have a good relationship with their coach. One of them doesn't have a good relationship with the teammates or the coach, but yet the coach doesn't want this player to leave because it's the best player. The other one has a good relationship with the teammates. Liz very, you know, like just grew up going to this through this whole entire school, right, with them all the time, but doesn't have a good relationship with the coach. The coach doesn't do anything special for this player. Almost like the coach takes that old school approach, where it's like, if I give you too much attention and accolades, then you're going to get cocky and arrogant.
Mm. Yep.
This kid's by far so much better than everybody else on the team. It benefits the team and especially the coach more than it's benefiting this kid. So in all their situations, I said, err on the side of the relationship. So what I explained to them is very similar to what you were talking about, Rojo. It's like, if you have, like for the other third kid that has a really good relationship with the coach, really good relationship with the team is not going to do that well next year, but they have good camaraderie. The school the kid goes to, all my friends are, loves it, everything. They're being enticed because of NIL money.
Yes.
Of like, I need to go play for this other school and make this school better. And then I can get more attention, notoriety. As we talked about it, as we piecemealed it up and talked about it, the kid realized there's a whole lot of unknowns going to another school.
Right, that's true.
What if I go to this other school, the big unknown, what if I go to this other school and get hurt the first day? Oh, you're going to feel horrible. Now you're just sitting there. You don't have friends. You don't have relationships with people, right? Right? It's a whole new thing. Senior in high school. By the way, they're all going to be seniors in high school. So this is like a big time decision for them. The other one that likes the friends there doesn't like the coach. This is a difficult one because this young man is in the situation where the coach does nothing to help me. I help the coach look good. I help the team look good, but these are my brothers. This is my community. This one is kind of like in the middle, right? The third one doesn't have a good relationship with the coach, doesn't have a good relationship with teammates. This one is most likely, in fact, probably this week, going to be transferring because like the relationships, if you're going to err on the side of relationships, you don't have good relationships there.
Yes.
So how it's a fresh start. The middle one is the toughest one. The third one is definitely going is the one that has a good relationship. Like I said, it has the relationship with the coach that's good, but is like way better than the rest of the team. That one's leaning towards more of the staying there because I simply said to them, they asked me, they go, what do you think I should do? I go, I can't tell you what you do, but I'll tell you one thing. This is not 1990. Right. Talent will be seen.
Yep.
Yes.
If you're worried about not being noticed, trust me, you're already being noticed. They said, well, if I went somewhere else, I'd have better competition. I'd have better teammates. They'd push me to be better. I go, yes, yes, and yes. However, you're asking my opinion finally. I'm telling you, the situation you're in is a great situation relationship-wise. It's just not a great situation in exposure-wise. Mm-hmm. And so the one in the middle is the hardest one because loves the team, doesn't like the coach. That one's a difficult one because if he was to leave this team, his brothers would be devastated. Right. And him, like the other one that I just mentioned, he's so much better than the rest of the team. The whole team's like, if you stay here, we won't suck.
Yeah.
Like that's their goal, is to not suck. If he leaves, they might not win a game ever. Right.
But one of the biggest things that I would give to the person that asked this question, one of the biggest things that I have figured out throughout my career, and I believe all of us have figured this out, is that when you're happy with the team that you're on, if you're happy, you play completely different.
Preach.
When you're happy, you play so different and
looser, freer.
When you're in a situation where you're doing it to try to get into D1 or get into whatever college,
it's me, me,
You're not playing happy. And when you're not playing happy, your potential is sealant. From what I say, it's closed out. It's like, you're not happy. So you're not going to do all the things that will make you happy. You're just kind of doing it. You're doing it because I need to get this scholarship. I need to make sure I get this. It's like, if you're having fun,
it becomes a job.
It becomes a job. Yeah. And when you're having fun, dude, sky's the limit. You're doing things that you never think about because you're having fun doing it. And I can definitely say that that's one of the biggest tips and one of the biggest advice that I have learned going up in my career is that no matter how many schools I went to, are you happy playing football? And it's like, yeah, but are you happy with this team? Yes. So guess what? I did everything I can for my team because at the end of the day, like we have said before in previous episodes, every relationship has an expiration date. Mm-hmm. Football, sports in general, it will be an expiration day, whether you're ready for it or whether you're not ready for it. So you better enjoy the ride while you can.
Okay, what are your thoughts? I see you nodding your head.
No, that's exactly real. And that's what I was kind of alluding to in my way. I chose the relationship side of my team because I didn't understand the other known. You know, I already had injuries before. What if I get injured again? So the unknown just paralyzed me. I was like, nah, I'm okay. But it's the relationships that's being built. The, like you mentioned, connection is currency. And like, say if this was my last down, the relationships I didn't build around the team, the coaches, right? I didn't stamp myself to like after the game is over and I need to rely on those relationships, I can be able to be, it can be lended to. So I agree with everything you guys said in regards to that.
Well, and let's be honest, as OGs, we've been seeing a lot of kids jumping in the portals. And I'm not saying jumping in the transfer portal and transferring is bad, but when you see the kids multiple transfers, are we not, do you not just shake your head, go, like, man, that's not the move, man. Like, now, trust me.
It's some coaches that look at that too. It's some coaches like not saying like all coaches.
Where's
do
the commitment? Every coach,
The commitment, the loyalty.
Why they put all that time and effort into helping you, and then you're like, I'm out just because I didn't get to start the first game.
Yeah, why do you keep moving? Is something wrong about that? Because I got asked a lot of that when I first got here to Utah. Before I came to Utah, I got asked like, why did you go to so many different high schools? And it was like, I wasn't bad. I just moved a lot, you know, but that plays a big factor into the newer age transfer portal. That transfer portal, you have a resume, you have a record. That record is going to show. And guess what? These coaches is going to go talk to other coaches because they all close.
Well, and think about it. It's very similar to dating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you just keep on jumping around, dancing around there. Like you're probably not gonna be able to like find that one good connection person. Or I know a lot of kids like, oh yeah, I really like this girl, but this other girl, she slid in my DMs and she's hotter. Hey. She's hotter. This girl is like good match for you. She's cool, whatever. Yep. I could see the temptation, the new shiny thing.
Yep.
Very similar. I mean, I could not describe
what's
recruiting
the miles,
any
what's
more
the
than
miles
dating.
On it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. try to keep this PG. But you're right though. It's like, but think about like it's so recruiting and changing school so much like dating because those are relationships that are intimate. Yep. So, all right, you guys, as always, you guys, thank you for visiting us here in OG Therapy. Like we said, you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on YouTube. Right now, we're listed under Light the Fight on YouTube with OG Therapy episodes. That's going to be changing really soon. Everything's going to be under OG Therapy sometime in the month of June. But fellas, why don't you give a shout out to your social media handles real quick so everybody knows where to find you guys to keep updated with what we got going on.
Yeah, I want here, Rojo here. And then once again, my Instagram handle is Robert L. Johnson 32. And then my Twitter handle is TheRojo32.
And then for me, my Instagram and Twitter is KScott_2.
All right. I'm David_KOZLOWSKI_. And also our IG account. I almost forget to add a, it's OG Therapy Inc, right? OG Therapy Inc.
Let me
sure. Shows you how much I get on IG.
It is OG.therapy.
Ooh, OG.therapy. Yep. Check us out on Instagram. That's where we post all of our reels. You keep up to date because this summer we're just building this stuff, guys. So as you guys have been listening to these episodes, share it. You know, let people know about what we're doing. But this summer we got a lot of stuff coming in the fall that we're going to be offering extra help to parents, to teens, and we've been working with a lot of local businesses. So if you want to contact us, you can hit us up in our DMs in any of those social media accounts, or you can go to OGTherapyInc.com. That's our website. Send us a message through our website, an email through our website, connect with us through any of those platforms. And we want to help you with all your relationships because we know each and every one of you got struggles, got difficulties, got challenges that sometimes can cause so much pain. It can bring you down to your knees, but you don't have to worry because you just got to come listen to your OGs. Have a good day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.